Duke Energy plans to delay the retirement of its Gibson coal plant by 3 years. That's according to the utility's latest 20-year plan. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports if the company follows through, Duke would be the last Indiana investor-owned utility to stop burning coal by a decade.
To avoid the worst effects of climate change, scientists say we need to significantly reduce coal by 2030. Under Duke's plan, two of its Gibson coal units would be able to burn coal or gas until 2038. Megan Anderson with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign says Duke is setting its customers up to fail.
It sets them up to have high bills. It sets them up to not be prepared for a changing climate and just not to have an energy supply that is going to be reliable through the next 15, 20 years.
But Duke says, at least in the short term, it needs more power that's not dependent on the weather. The utility expects electricity demand to go up, and the regional grid operator now requires it to have extra energy available for each season. But Anderson says other utilities face the same constraints and are still quickly moving away from fossil fuels. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The plan also pushes back most of Duke's renewable energy projects to the mid to late 2030s. Duke says its plans could change if utilities are forced to lower greenhouse gas emissions further through the Clean Air Act.